Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We got a lot to talk about today, so we're going to get to the, we're going to cut to the chase. Is that the word? Is that the phrase? You got to cut to the chase. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And as we pray each day, I know what's on my heart, but I don't always know what's going on in your lives. And I just want you to know that you take this time a prayer while I'm praying to pray yourselves. And if you want to drop us a line and tell us, you know, you'd like us to pray, we pray in the office here too, so you can let us know what it is you would like us to pray for. We won't name names on the radio, I promise. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, sometimes it feels like it's repetition when we come to you in prayer each day. I feel like I say the same things. But Father, you know my heart. You know that I want to praise you and worship you. You know that I, you know, Father, that I love you. And I appreciate so much your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your forgiving nature. We just praise you for the great God, Creator God and Father that you are, and Savior. Father, we need wisdom. I need wisdom. As I sift through everything here and I sit here day in and day out trying for 1 hour to bring hope and common sense and love to the airways, I need your wisdom. And Father, I beg for your protection for me, my family, for all those who are listening, for President Donald J. Trump, for those who are still being held hostages in Afghanistan, in Gaza, in Israel, in D.C., the January 6th prisoners, and Father Peter Navarro, I am worried about him. I pray for his protection, Father. And I pray that in this turmoil, in this tragedy, in this time in his life, that he will draw closer to you. And I pray for the protection of Donald J. Trump, his family, all those who are around him, those who are supposed to be his security, his attorneys, his lawyers, Father, all those who are giving him counsel, may they all give him godly counsel. And Father, I pray that he will have justice. For I fear it looks like he will not. Father, give us caring hearts. Make our hearts more like you. I pray that, Abba Father. Give us a boldness in our actions, and may we be people who act, who protect, who guard, and who love. We praise you, O God. And it is for such a time as this that I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do Americans look at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Do we look at that seriously? Or do we look at it selfishly? Peace will come when the Arabs will love their children more than they hate us. That's what Golda Meir said. And I'm not looking at or wanting to even talk about Israel today. I just like that quote that she gave, that she had. I want to look at the log in our own eyes. Let us look at our own nation. What do we love? What do we value? Do Americans love their own children? And I'm not talking about your physical children in your own home, but perhaps that. But the children of America, or children everywhere. Do Americans look at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness seriously or selfishly? It seems to me that Americans have grown to be a very selfish and lazy people, and I'm not excluding myself. Beyond those two, life and liberty, there, you know, it's not a real great characteristic if we are selfish and lazy. We seem to be willing to sacrifice the future generations of our nation for our own satisfaction or obsessions of today. The craziness in politics is evidence that the boss, which is we the people, which I think we've forgotten, have not been paying attention to the things that they do. The elected officials I'm talking about. And they are literally, literally getting away with murder and much more. We talk about the sins of the Democrats, for they seem to be very proud of the havoc and the chaos and the lawlessness that they promote and the death. But the Republicans are not so innocent, are they? Trump told us when he ran for the presidency back in 2016 that we would get tired of winning. But America, I'm tired of losing. The Republicans do not fight hard. They sit back and they play the victim card and then ask for more money so they can win another term, another election, and save us. But they don't. They lose. I'm beginning to actually think, I'm way past that, that they lose on purpose. Oh, they make a great noise and put on some theater, but in the end, they lose the battle, which is supposed to be a battle for us, for life, for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness. How about property? And how about prosperity for Americans? Life. The great debate today is abortion. Do we really want to save the lives of babies? I mean, if we kill them early in the womb, that's much better than killing them later, right? Or is it still the taking of a life? Murder. Exemptions only for rape, incest, and mother's life. Seems like we've heard that before. And now we have an abortion industry. And there's nothing rare about taking that precious life. That baby. And while they continue to make the noise over the abortion issue, abortion has not ended. In fact, we have had more abortions since the removing of Roe versus Wade. And let's look at another little fact that doesn't seem to ever come across the lips of either a politician, right, left, or in between. We're still funding Planned Parenthood. Yeah. They none mention that trivial little detail, do they? The impeachment of Mayorkas is on the tongues of most people, too, who I believe is an extremely evil man. The current administration claims the immigration invasion is Trump's fault, and Congress needs to pass new laws and grant them more money. So Mayorkas, or whatever his name is, and the DOJ possum man, Garland, are refusing to enforce the laws on the books because they don't like them. They don't like them. And the money they ask for, well, it's not to help illegal aliens. Well, yeah, it is. It's to help the illegal aliens, not to keep them from entering the nation, but to make all entry legal and to give them a better life as they take it away from you, America. I hear the music. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Let me kind of wrap up my monologue, and then we'll get on with the show. I was talking about what's going on with Mayorkas, and of course, the Senate has decided they're not even going to look at this, and so they're not going to impeach him because he's done nothing wrong. Even though he's done everything wrong, he's done nothing wrong. The system, according to the administration, is broken. The immigration system. But the laws are what are being broken because the laws exist. And they want us, the people, to believe there are no laws. But they are guilty of endangering Americans and causing great threat, an existential threat, to our nation as a whole. But back to my original thought in the monologue. Do Americans care about the breaking of the laws? Are we even aware that our own established government is the real enemy to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, private property, prosperity for Americans? They want to take it away. Are we too consumed with ourselves and what is going on now in our lives to think ahead for the future of this nation? Do we care? The future of this nation or our own, what do we care about? For over a century, we have watched those we elect to guard our life, our liberty, and to make sure that we have that pursuit of happiness, that freedom, you know, for life, for job, for property, for prosperity. But instead, they take, and take. My co-host today is our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And we say good morning to you, Melody. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing just perfect. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad you're perfect.
Except for being a little late.
Well, that's okay. It happens. It happens.
It does.
And I had a question for you today because I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Are you jealous of intellectuals? Are you jealous of Katie Couric?
Extremely.
I'm not buying that for a second. I thought she needs to not drink and speak.
I was told that we are.
Well, yeah, but she was drunk. But, you know, sometimes when you're drunk, you say what you really mean, and the other times you're holding it back. Or so they say.
Maybe we should get them all drunk.
I'm not a drinker, so. But, yeah, I had to laugh at that. And I'm thinking of rural America and people like you that are working. You have your own businesses, and they think we're jealous of them. They think we have the time to be jealous of them and that's what drives us to try and make America great again, try to make America godly again. What we're driven at by is jealousy. It was sad. It was pretty sad. I thought she was kind of sad. Just...
Oh, it's sad and pathetic. And I'll tell you what, when you listen to some of these news programs, once in a while, I mean, I do watch CNN every now and then because, you know, sometimes, like, if they're covering a real story and doing real news, they are good. But that's like 10% of the time. The rest of it is I can't watch it. I can't stomach with what they bring out, these pundits, and along with MSNBC and everything else. And it is just... It's shocking.
What comes out of their mouths? I mean, they don't even pretend what comes out of their mouths. And Rudy and I have talked before about how the conservative side keeps showing the clips from these other people's news shows. And I'm thinking, why do they keep doing that? I wouldn't even know what those people said if they didn't show me the clips because I'd never watch it. But Rudy also admitted that when we were going through this attack on Israel last week, the bombing, he thought that they did a better job of covering some of that they did a pretty good job of it when they were covering the news, just like you said.
Yeah, when they cover the actual news.
But they don't do that very often.
Not very often at all.
No. And even then they put a little slant on it. But then so does the other side. They like to put their slant on it. And then it's up to us to sift through it all. And
I think the other side is overpowered.
Yes.
And the other side, there's no way that we could ever offset what the liberal programs are talking about because there's just more of them.
Absolutely.
I mean, and there was a big discussion about NPR. It's like, why do they get federal funding?
Well, you know.
A liberal program, why do they get federal funding?
You know, there is so much of that was even going on when my children were little, when they had those, you know, the public broadcast programs. They were very slanted. Even back then. Even back then, pushing things that children don't even need to know about. That they were pushing it back then. And you know, we have this great debate, and I don't know if you saw or not, Arizona, they refused to repeal this decision from the Supreme Court to go back on abortion back before Civil War days, where it's only for the life of the mother. And there's this great debate, and I'm thinking, well, is life life or is it not life? And I know everybody has a different opinion on this. And I think part of this is because we've gone 50 years killing babies, and now we just don't know when to stop. But what never gets mentioned, and we're going to go to the money because that's what it's all about. Through all of this, none of them have said, well, we're still funding it. We're still funding Planned Parenthood.
Yes,
that hasn't ended. So all of what they say and do is just a bunch of noise. Just a bunch of noise. Anyway, I know.
It truly is. And I mean, we can go on example and example. I had an interesting conversation. I was with family members last night, and they were, and they're on they're Democrats. They're liberals.
Okay.
They were talking about the DEI?
Yes.
And now they've even added extra letters to that.
Oh, have they? I didn't know that.
They have. And it was like, oh, there's, and you know, of course, you know, the one didn't know about it, and the other one, you know, was certainly supporting it. And it's like, you know, you know, I don't cause strife, so I zip it. And but it's just, it's so fascinating, because if I say things, the conversation shuts down. So I listen. I listen
yes.
to what, and because I think there's different approaches than just trying to debate them when they're talking about something. Because later on, you can have a conversation and bring it up in a different manner, and you might make a point or two. So I sit and listen. And it's fascinating to hear what they view it, and they just gobble up all the propaganda about it. And it's just like, well, that's what the Democrats do. They bring out a nicey-nicey title with a nicey-nicey little description, and that's all they push. And you never see the fine print. You never see the true agenda. You know, it's just like when it comes to gun control. Oh, it's about gun safety. Well, everybody yeah. wants gun safety, but that's not what they really want. You know, what we know what they really want. They want your guns. It's just not safety. But people are so gullible. They're so naive, and they don't bother to do any type of research or reading. And the thing that they don't do at all anymore is the critical thinking about things.
Yes. You know, the gentleman that I've had on the air before, he's actually a scientist, and he started a Substack after I started mine. I told him he needed to get on there. He's got his own newsletter and everything. He used to be with the Coalition for, what was the name of them? I can't remember their names. That's sad. But they started out with EPA, and then they kind of switched. They go, wait a minute. They're going way, 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 way too far. Anyway, he has his Substack is Critical Thinking. That's what he titled it. So I ought to send that to you so you can see his, because I think you would really enjoy it. But when we sit, and we're going to run out of time in this segment here shortly, when we sit and look at what's really happening, and I don't think your family members or even my Democrat family members really, really know what's taking place. And this was made aware, and of course I'm not in, you know, I'm not in the state of California, so I'm not really aware of what's going on. But, and I don't think it is in Missouri. I don't think it is. But buying a child for sex is only a misdemeanor in California. And so they've got a bill there to try and change it. I don't know if they'll be successful or not. But is it this the party, the Democrat Party, that keeps talking about how bad slavery is? And isn't that slavery? You've got a child and you're selling this child for sex one time after the other? I don't care if you're his parent or not, or her parent, whichever the case may be. Isn't that slavery?
And California has the highest human trafficking record of all the states.
Just slap a little fine and they might get a 1-year sentence. That's it. You know, same thing as drunk driving, I guess. You know, just slap them on the wrist. Doesn't matter what life is ruined. But these things that keep popping up, and a young man who just got expelled from school because he used the word, and I'm going to share that with you. He used the word illegal alien, and it's pretty funny how he used it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom. She is co-host twice a month, and we really enjoy one another. She is with Discount. She is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And the number to call there for your gold and silver needs is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com is the website. You can go there. She has a newsletter there, and all that is free. She does a great job with everything, and I have not changed our – I told you the last time I had you on, I was going to write a new commercial for you, and I have not done that. I've been busy. I've been busy running all over the place. And I know.
Isn't that great?
I know.
That you've been running all over the place, not that you didn't do the commercial.
Well, you know – those babies got to come first, and that baby will be crawling by the time I see her again. So,
you bet they come first.
Yeah, they are. I was really concerned that the one-year-old, who was just a couple months old when I saw her last year, because they had these two really close together. It was kind of a God thing more than anything, and I was afraid that she. Sometimes one-year-olds and two-year-olds, they get. You know, fearful of strangers and such. And I thought when my husband and I walked in, she might think, these old people, who are they? But she is a very happy baby girl. And so is Miriam. Miriam still, you know, fusses if you're not feeding her fast enough. But Charlie is the 1 year old. She was a delight, but it was tough keeping up with her. She was up and down and up and down, and likes to climb on the sofa and then run across it. And apparently she fell one time before we were down there and clunked her head. So her daddy's trying to keep her from doing that. But anyway, we had a good time. Although I got allergies and I was a little puny part of the time, but we had a good time. So I want to tell you about this teenager out of North Carolina. So he was given a topic. It says the 16-year-old student was suspended from Central Davidson High School in Lexington, North Carolina, after asking a question that included the term illegal alien. According to the student's mother, the student was assigned vocabulary word, which included the word alien. And the teenager asked the mother, now I'm not saying this guy wouldn't be a little bit of a smart aleck. That doesn't mean he should be suspended. But his question to the teacher was, like space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards? And that caused his suspension. I could see going to the principal's office for being a smart aleck or something like that, or you didn't have to say that, you know, scold him in front of everyone. I use illegal alien all the time because that's what they are. It's not a dirty word. It's just a description of what they are. They're here illegally. They're aliens. They don't belong here. But he got suspended for 3 days, and they refused to go back on that suspension and erase it from his record. So that's going to follow him. I don't know how, you know, if anybody really looks at high school suspensions when you're looking for a job. And of course, it's the old thing, Melody, that just drives me nuts. The parents are looking for lawyers.
Oh, my.
You know, it's like, okay, come on. Now, he should not have been suspended. We don't have free speech anymore. He should not have been suspended. But everything is about money. And I know you've noticed that. And it seems like all these lawyers are getting pretty wealthy. I talked a little bit about O.J. Simpson. You know, those lawyers got very popular. They got a guilty man off, put a murderer back on the streets, but they became wealthy, have made a name for themselves. And then after that, here comes another set of lawyers and decide, well, we're gonna sue for civil damages, which I always thought was wrong. That seemed like double jeopardy to me. But, you know, you got lawyers making up the laws, and so therefore they're practicing the laws. And
I mean, I don't have a problem with civil suits. However,
well, I guess he wasn't exactly found innocent, but he was not found guilty. So how?
Well, the
can
only
you...
time they have the civil suits is when somebody is found innocent, like old O.J. You know, that's what they did to him. He was, you know, and then they went. Then the people went after him on a civil suit. But
I guess
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are we supposed to call them space immigrants now?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Is that?
I'm
still there's nothing wrong with the word illegal. Is that what they don't like about that?
Well, they're calling them newcomers now.
Oh, so they would be space newcomers.
Newcomers, new neighbors, or new occupants because they've taken over people's houses. While I was gone, I told Rudy, you need to watch our house to make sure we don't have somebody coming in there and squatting in there and I don't have a place to stay when I come home. He only checked it one time. I was very upset with him about that. He went and took a little vacation of his own. And, you know. Anyway, we laugh, but it's not funny because it is happening.
And, but you know what, this I should have known, but I didn't. Also, I learned at dinner time, we ended up talking about the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. Do you know they created a third Scouts?
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Not the Bluebirds, huh? Do you remember the Bluebirds?
No.
My sister was a Bluebird. I was a Girl Scout. My brothers were Boy Scouts. But,
oh, there was something else, too, other than Girl Scouts. It was called something Girls. It wasn't the Bluebirds. It was
they
something
have the
else
Heritage
the
Girls
Coast.
Now.
Pardon?
They have the Heritage Girls now.
Well, this is something different. This is the Scouts, but it is not Girl Scouts and it is not Boy Scouts.
So. Campfire Girls is what my... But there was the Blue Girl, the Bluebirds. They were the Bluebirds. With us, Campfire Girls, I guess, is what they were. Although yeah. My sister didn't like camping. She didn't like any of that outdoor stuff.
So if we have additional people, then we just have to create new groups.
Well, you know, I think they should create new sports if we're going to put up with this transgender thing and just have a transgender sport.
Why not?
So all the girls dressing up like guys and all the guys dressing up like girls, they can compete against one another.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I think that if they're not going to get a mental health because they're mentally ill, and I mean that seriously. I'm not trying to make jest of it. All right, we're here.
You know,
we're supposed
to be. I'm not even sure it's all mentally ill. I think it's all environmental because they're in these environments that promotes it, and, you know, so... You know, if you're having a bad day and you're not feeling like you're fitting in or something, then all of a sudden you can start questioning other things, and it's encouraged. This is encouraged. So I'm not so sure if it's these young kids that don't know what's going on and so forth that they're mentally ill, or the people that are encouraging it. They're the ones that are mentally ill.
Well, I think they all are, but at the same time, it's...
I mean, so these young kids, they don't have a clue what's going on.
No, they don't.
They don't have a clue, so they listen, and they do what they're told. I mean, we all know that, isn't it, when you have young children and so forth, they imitate their parents, they imitate and do, you know, they're influenced.
Well, I think a lot of the problem is the parents, but it also that we have a lot of broken families where these kids don't have one parent or the other. And, you know, they're being raised in single homes. I had a friend of mine years ago, long time ago. I was still a mama at home. And he said, we're going to have a generation of totally confused kids because of all these broken homes. They're being raised without a father, or they're being raised by a father without a mother. Mostly it's without the father. But and I'm looking at what we're seeing today, and I'm thinking Ed knew what he was talking about. And I don't know. We're headed into a break. I want to come back and talk about that prosperity that they're trying to deny us. And while I was away, gold got pretty high. And I haven't watched to see what it's doing right now. And I want you to talk about that when we come back. And you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give her a call, 1-800-378-4188. And we will be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay Marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE. CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome. But you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. While I was in South Carolina, my son was, he watches the markets, and he was saying, whoa, gold hit a high, an all-time high. And I thought of you immediately. And, of course, then he's telling me so did crypto, I think, hit an all-time high or high anyway. So I wanted you to visit that a little bit because I know it's been a week or so, but what's it doing now?
Well, we're still hovering around the 2400. Okay. Today's price, we're 2398.80. So we're almost at 2400 again. So it's still a so we keep hitting all these records and so forth. So it's a good thing. Things go up, things go down.
Yeah.
But people have to really focus on the trend and what are you going to do? You know, when I came on to the program the day you were talking about, you know, what we can do and so forth and whatnot and how to fight and change, and the politicians aren't, you know, we have to protect ourselves first.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why they turned us or tried to turn us into slaves. Because they control them. They can control you. The more debt people have, the more dependent they become on government, they can get away and you can't fight them. You can't, you don't have the ability, there's no way it can be organized when your people are deep in debt and haven't prepared for themselves. You can't do anything. So it's an optimistic message.
It is. Absolutely. That's what independence is about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Get your foundation completed. Because the foundation is us. We, the people, is the foundation of this nation. And if we're not solid in our own personal lives, how can we do anything else? So
exactly.
That's my message.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things we can do. Yeah, get out of debt. I know it's difficult to get out of debt, little by little. And you don't have to get out of debt all at once. Just do a little at a time, but focus on that and don't go further in debt.
And doing that,
surprise what you can do.
Doing that on the personal level as well as on this other level that we're talking about with government. If we're relying on these social programs, then we're independent. They have us snared. So we've got to get free individually to in order to get free of that. And that's what worries me, Melody, that people are so used to that, that we're not willing to give it up. And in that, if we're not willing to be independent and give that up, then what are we saying about the future generations, our children, our grandchildren, all the future generations of Americans? We're enslaving them to that. So I think we have to see the bigger picture, as you say, and realize we have to strive for independence at home first. It has to happen at home, individually. And then we can look at it at that broader picture. But we can't do anything if we're snared. We really can't fight the fight if we're snared. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, yes, people are addicted to the social programs. Hey, look how many retired people are dependent on that Social Security, to which they actually paid into.
Yes.
And so that's, and all we hear about is they both lie. They both, the Democrats, Biden says, oh, the Republicans want to cut your Social Security, and Republicans say, no, you know. Well, the problem is the debt that this country is holding will cut Social Security. That's what's going to cut it. That's what's going to take people off the social system.
And we don't hear any of them talk about that.
Absolutely not. I don't know, and it's funny, even if they were attempting to try to do things to actually work and cut programs, other programs, like, you know, supporting the millions of dollars that goes into, you know, trying to figure out how the fly can be made into flour or whatever. I mean, the silly, stupid programs.
Yes.
Cut those. You'd be surprised what could happen.
There's a lot of things that we're paying for that are stupid. And
absolutely,
that was something I think that I'll probably bring out next week. I think we have my Power of the Future guy on. But the EPA, not the EPA, but this, and it's not just the Democrats, but they're the ones leading it right now. But all this climate change, and we've heard the Republicans too, so all this climate change and all these greeny things that they want to do, and they want to give you subsidies from the government, who's making money on that? Not the American people. And the farmer that puts up these, and I saw those, you know, when I was traveling, the solar farms, they got all these solar things. I'd rather see them growing some wheat. I'd rather see them doing something that's going
to
be good.
Things.
What's that?
Guess who pays for all of that?
We do.
We do.
But we're not making any money off of it. Neither's the farmer gets a little, or the, I think this was an industrial area. I think it was.
And they're probably corporate farmers too.
I don't think this was a farm. I think this was right by some kind of industrial facility. So they were probably getting some kind of a subsidy. And I'm sure it wasn't powering their plant, not entirely anyway.
You know, it's just amazing because you'll hear Biden, you'll hear all these Democrats whine about all these multinational corporations making billions of dollars in profit, but yet there's such a big gap between the higher-ups and the lowly worker.
Yes.
But yet they'll turn around and they'll subsidize these corporations with billions of dollars. Why don't they say, you're making all that profit, no more subsidy for you. You do it on your own.
Exactly.
Gee, what a concept.
If it's really saving you money, then you do it. Don't let somebody else pay for it.
You know,
there was some guy.
Why should all of these corporations that are making billions and billions of dollars be subsidized? Oh, well, it's bringing jobs. Really?
No, it's not.
How many jobs? How much of it is going to be technology and AI?
The jobs are going to China anyway. They're the ones making those panels. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And the companies, the greenie companies that are making money on this is just astronomical. And what it is those, you know, we talk about DC occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. And that's exactly what they've done. You and I both know that. My listeners and your listeners know that. And it's time that we put a stop to it. We need to stay very close to those elected officials because they need to know we're watching them. We are watching them, and we need to start doing something about it. And I fear that, and I'm just as guilty, that we, the American people, have sat back too long and allowed all this to happen. And now it's just like snowballing. And individual, you've got to prepare individually. I had a gentleman come into the office. I'll tell you that story. Earlier this week, and that's what he's promoting throughout this community. He's trying to get a group together and teach everyone how to be independent. I'm awesome. Going to give him your number. Your number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Get started on your independence with gold and silver. Give Melody a call. Just check it out. See what you can do. See what you want to do. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188 as we prepare individually. Then we can bring America home. God bless you, Melody. Thank you.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the DC occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.